Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we're answering another user-submitted question. Don't forget to frequent our website, BibleLineMinistries.org. You can send your questions there. Maybe someone's asked you a Bible question and you're looking for an answer to that question. You can send it and we'll get you an answer. You can also look at previous questions that have been answered, and our goal is to make a video for every question that we receive, so make sure you keep bringing them in. Don't forget to subscribe to us here on YouTube. If you're finding us for the first time, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. But make sure you subscribe, click the notification bell, and every time that we post a video, like, comment, and share. That's how it's going to get us on the algorithm, and we can reach more and more people for the gospel. So today's question is on our website, and it is Galatians 5, verses 20 through 21. Sounds like it's talking about losing your salvation. However, I know we are saved by grace. Please explain this to me. Well, let's take a look at our text today. I'm going to start in chapter 5, verse 19 to give a little bit of a better understanding. Paul is talking here, and he's talking to the region of people in Galatia, and he's talking about these deeds of the flesh. And just before this, he had talked about the importance of walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And then in verse 19 and 20 and 21, he lists all the works of the flesh, starting there in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, this is where I believe the person who's asking our question has some fear. Because if we're honest, especially if we measure our thoughts and our deeds by what Jesus measured was sin, we can see that we have committed at least one of these. Adultery, fornication, these are things that are happening all the time. Oh, we have never really murdered someone. Well, Jesus said if you have hatred on your brother when you look upon him, and you have that in your heart, you've committed murder. So this now is a little bit of a problem. It's like, well, I've fallen into these things. How am I also going to have eternal life if I'm committing these things? It's a great question, and I want to make sure that we get a good answer. So I want you to go to 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, and we're going to look specifically there in verse 50. And we see in verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Now, this event here is talking about the rapture, but it's teaching a second truth as well, and that's here in verse 53. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." When you and I put our faith in Jesus Christ for the full payment of our sin, we are given as a free gift everlasting life, and a part of the things that will happen to us in the future, either at the moment that we die or at the rapture, we will be given a new body. I will have a new body. I'm not going to go into heaven with this body, praise God, and I'm sure you can say the same thing for your body. In fact, I'll be given a new body that has not been impacted by sin. I'll have a new name, and that body will be forever. I am right now in the corruptible. I will receive the incorruptible when I die or when I am raptured. Now, how does this answer the question? The answer to the question is, these things, which are of the corruptible flesh, all that list that's there in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God because we're going to have a new body. This is the wonderful teaching that Jesus teaches to Nicodemus. Ye must be born again. The moment that a person believes on Jesus Christ, they are born again. We've all been born once physically. We need to be born spiritually. This is our second birth. And in the future, we'll be able to have a brand new resurrected body. And that body will walk into heaven. It's not impacted by sin. It's not affected by what sin has done here to this body. That new body that we'll have cannot sin. This is why 1 John 3:9 is so important. The seed that we have within us, that new nature, it cannot sin. It's born again. So Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21 is not saying anything about losing salvation. In fact, it is an encouragement to the believers in Galatia. Don't live in sin, because this body that you're living in is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. You're going to get a new one. Why not enjoy the fruit and joy of our salvation now? By living disciplined, by learning to walk in the Spirit and not walk after the lust of the flesh. I hope that answers your question. We look forward to answering more. That's all for today. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.